Hello and welcome to Fruitcast, the official Fruit Logistica podcast brought to you by Fruitnet. My name is Mike Knowles and I'm speaking to you live from Berlin at Fruit Logistica, the world's leading fresh produce trade show. Now, in this episode, we are talking about AI. AI has been talked about a lot in the world in general, but we're looking at how AI, artificial intelligence, can revolutionize the way that companies handle and deal with fresh produce. We're going to explore this exciting world of artificial intelligence and get a glimpse of how this groundbreaking technology could be about to revolutionize the process of quality control for fresh produce companies around the world. What we want to know is, what will this mean for the business in terms of its efficiency and its environmental performance? And who better to be with us today to talk about this wonderful subject than Elad Mardix. Elad is the CEO and co-founder of a company called Clarifresh. Elad, can you just explain briefly what it is that Clarifresh does, and in particular, how the technology differs from other quality control systems?
Sure, happy to do that, and thank you for having me, Mike. So Clarifresh is an AI-powered software platform. Our goal in life is essentially to automate the way quality is evaluated across the entire supply chain, starting in the field, going through the pack house and the marketing companies, and actually ending at the front store of a Walmart or a Lidl. The way we did it is by building a software platform which has a mobile app and a dashboard that enables the QC operations to automate the data collection process. And I think where we differ from some other legacy solution providers in the market is in two key buckets. Bucket number one is we enable the inspector, again, wherever she is across the entire supply chain, to automate all external attributes, whether it's size, color, and defects, through our proprietary computer vision technology. I am not aware of anyone else who is doing it to that extent on 25 produce categories, which represent about 70% of the fresh produce volume of Walmart today. And then I think the second big differentiation is we are working across the entire supply chain. So we power the QC exclusively for Dole Diversified, all of the Americas, Zespri globally, Sunkist, Worldwide Food, which is a big wholesaler. We just closed two grocery retailer deals, and we're now actually opening our platform to the growers. And it's all part of the mission to standardize quality across the entire supply chain.
Now, Elad, you've mentioned some names there, and sometimes with startup companies, they're very reluctant to name names because, you know, the business needs to come first. But the fact that you can name some of these big names in produce, Dole, Zespri, Worldwide Fruit, that perhaps tells us you're making advances in a very, very kind of quick manner. You're taking leaps and bounds in this technology.
Well, we've been on the road for 7 years now. We power today about one third of the top 30 brands globally. Most of them are across North America, Latin America, Pacific, and UK. And honestly, it's just the beginning. I think this industry, as we all know, is pretty traditional from a technology adoption perspective. But I do expect the fact that we already have a lot of the big brands. We have more than 65 customers today working on Clarifresh globally, doing millions of inspections per year, to allow us to onboard both sides of the supply chain, the grocery retailers as well as the growers.
Now, the industry obviously faces a lot of big challenges. It's trying to balance all the commercial pressures, consumer expectations, things in the market, but also sustainability concerns. And you've described the fresh produce industry's waste problem as the elephant in the room. So, two questions really. Is this a problem that can be fixed? And is it getting enough attention? You are on record as saying almost the industry is ignoring it, hoping it will go away. But is this a way forward then?
So there's two thoughts on what you said. One, which some people may not appreciate, but it's the truth. I think there are still a lot of players in this industry who would use quality as an excuse to manage their supply chain needs. therefore they may be less focused on reducing waste in specific segments of the supply chain. So that's an existing conflict of interest which may exist. We believe that quality mismatch is the one big common denominator for all waste issues. And so if we can help the industry, number one, speak in one standardized language of quality across the entire supply chain. Number two, make the actual inspection process objective and consistent through our AI technology. And number three, actually generate insights for the decision makers in real time to optimize their decision making. I think that will play for the benefit of everyone. That's been the approach we took over the last 6 years since we're in the market. And I think it worked out well. I would have loved it to work quicker. But I think relative basis, it worked out well. And again, I still think that's why we're still in early days.
Mm. Now, of course, AI is something that has appeared in the global consciousness relatively recently. It feels like a very new thing. But one thing I also know about AI is the technology is moving so quickly. Things are developing. You've seen what happened with the DeepSeek announcement, where a Chinese development of AI has almost overtaken at a fraction of the cost what's been done in North America. Where do you believe AI technology will take the fresh produce industry next? What's going to be the next chapter in this story?
So I think there's probably two big vectors of growth from an AI perspective. The first one is from a hardware perspective. I think we're gonna be able to give the quality inspectors in the field or the pack out or the DCs the ability to measure quality in a much more accurate way, whether it's mobile phones or Apple Pro Vision. And literally, this could be live, including Apple Pro Vision, which I know sounds maybe a little bit dreamy. 2 years from now, we actually have a project with Hold Innovation to actually get it to the market in the next 2 years.
Nice.
I think the second vector, which is already here, to be honest, is really from a data perspective. We're introducing to our customers this week, we call it AI Analytics, which is a very simple data module. We call it Ask Me Anything. So if you're not just the quality operation director, but you're a sales guy, or you're a category manager for a retailer, you can literally now ask the CloudFresh platform any question you have, whether it's on your specific supplier base or the two retailers that you care for to sell, and figure out who is the best customer to ship this supply or what was the performance of those suppliers, and you'll get the answer instantly. It's essentially like the Siri for iPhone. There will be the ability for sales team to get answers regarding quality instantly. And honestly, this is already here. And I think that will transform the efficiency or even the quality of the decisions that the commercial guys are actually making in the next couple of years.
Well, Ella, that's all we have time for. But thank you so much for giving us a glimpse of something that is tantalizingly close. It's just around the corner and about to make a huge difference in the fresh produce business. You've been listening to Fruitcast, the official Fruit Logistica podcast brought to you by FruitNet. For more great episodes, please subscribe to Fruitcast in your favorite podcast player. And don't forget to visit fruitlogistica.com for more information about the world's leading fresh produce trade show. From me and Elad, that's all we have time for. Thank you and goodbye.
For